Hey guys, it's Emily, the controversial mom, and I can definitely tell it is spring outside. Life has been super chaotic for me, and I know it's been that way for a lot of people. This past week, it has just been nonstop for me. I had a personal event one night. The next night, I spoke on behalf of Moms for Liberty. The next night, I had to drive to Birmingham to do a podcast. And then this morning, I got up bright and early, and I went to go help door knock in District 11 for Don Fallon, where they are having a special election to try to get a super conservative person into the now open state representative seat. So it has been nonstop. And of course, on top of all of that, I have work going on. I have my son's social calendar, which, by the way, for a 10-year-old, he's extremely active and social. So it has been nonstop. And in the midst of all of that, I've been trying to keep up with what's going on in the world and also write an op-ed. And I've been doing massive research for this op-ed because y'all know me, I like to speak in facts. So I have to do lots of research and digging and make sure that I'm actually speaking truth when I put things in writing. So as I've been getting ready for this op-ed that hopefully I will get done in the next couple of days and get that out to the local news stations, I really started gathering a lot of information, and it was more than I could put into just one op-ed and then keep it at a reasonable length. So I ended up with more information than I needed. So that's really what I wanted to talk about in this episode of my podcast, talking about the recent proposal to increase the state superintendent's salary. Now, let me start by saying, I know that being the state superintendent is a very big job. I have friends that are superintendents at a local level, and I see how much work it is at a local level. To be a state superintendent, it's got to be a lot of work and it's got to be hard. I am not saying that it's an easy job and should not be paid well. All I'm saying is it should be a reasonable salary. And what's been recently proposed is not reasonable in any shape, form, or fashion. So in case you've not read the headlines, what happened a couple of weeks ago, the State Board of Education met for their monthly meeting. No big deal. It happens every month, right? There was a proposal to raise the state superintendent's salary from $292,000, which, by the way, is very high, but it was to raise it from $292,000 all the way up to $380,000. Now, if you're trying to do the math, that's a $90,000 pay increase. It's basically a 55% increase. I'm kind of rounding off the numbers because it's just easier to deal with that way. But we're talking about a $90,000 pay raise. That's a lot of money. If I work in the DoD world, I can tell you most government people don't make anywhere close to these numbers. Even in the contractor world, where we're in industry and typically they pay higher, most people are not making these numbers. Like executives do, but those are very few and far between positions. So of course, I got curious and I started trying to compare, what is a typical salary of a teacher make? And how does that compare to what we're proposing to pay our superintendent? So as always, I'm going to reference my notes because I want to make sure that I'm stating fact and I'm not messing this up. So I went and looked. The average household income in the state of Alabama, let me say it again because that matters. The average household income is $86,000. That's a lot of money. Then I look to see what the average teacher's salary is in Alabama, and it's $60,000. Again, I'm rounding off these numbers to keep things simple. But you're talking about the average household income for a family in the state of Alabama being $86,000. And we're talking about giving our state superintendent a pay increase of an additional $90,000 per year. That is one salary increase that's higher than the average household income in the state of Alabama. That is the size of this increase. And that's just the increase. That's not the total salary. The total salary would be $380,000. And I'm talking about the salary. I'm not even talking about stipends and reimbursements that the position gets. It's not about the person. It's literally about the position. This is a huge increase. Like, This is so abnormal to even consider paying an increase, giving someone that kind of an increase. But again, I was curious and just started looking. Well, what do other executives make? So in the state of Alabama, our governor makes $131,000. Our governor makes less than our state superintendent. The lieutenant governor makes $72,000. Now, I will be the first to say those numbers were shockingly low for me when I thought about our governor, like the lead person for our state, only makes $131,000. That seemed really low. I'm not arguing to increase it. I don't think we need to increase it. I think it's appropriate where it is because it keeps people from getting in that position just to make the salary. But it was really low. It just surprised me. So even in our current state, our superintendent makes more than the governor and the lieutenant governor. Actually, also makes more than the AG. So he's pretty well paid. And all of this comes from Alabama taxpayer dollars. So part of the logic in increasing this pay is that the state superintendent was making less than some of the local superintendents. And the logic being that the state superintendent oversees your local superintendents, therefore he should make more than his air quotes subordinates. And typically, I would agree with that logic. There's two major issues with this. If we're using that logic to increase the state superintendent's salary, then by default, shouldn't we also be increasing the pay for the lieutenant governor and the governor? Because they're higher ranking than the state superintendent. So now, if we're going to use that logic to evaluate everybody's salary, we've also got to increase the lieutenant governor and the governor's salaries, again, an astronomical amount, because they need to make more than the person that they appoint. Well, obviously, we're not doing that because that's stupid and we recognize how flawed that is. My other issue with this logic is the state superintendent's funding structure is very different than our local superintendents. So, y'all know I'm here in Madison City. In Madison City, we have higher property taxes than our neighbors. Madison County, Huntsville City don't pay as much as Madison City. And a part of that is because Madison City wanted to have more funding, more money to put into our local school system. Now, part of that goes into security for our school systems. Part of it goes into an increased pay for our school, for our superintendent. But that's something that our city chose to do. There was an election on a couple of years ago. I can't even remember what year it took place, but I remember it happening. And we raised our property taxes because we wanted to fund certain things in our community at a higher level. The superintendent pay in Madison City is higher than other places because we value our school system and we wanted to make sure that we were able to offer a higher salary so we could get a higher quality, higher educated superintendent or candidate for superintendent. So it was a local decision. Madison City decided, yes, that was one of our main priorities. We want to make sure that happens. We were willing to pay the cost for it. So we chose to do that. In the situation with the state superintendent and raising his pay, they used two counties, two systems that have a higher pay than the state superintendent, Baldwin County in Mobile County. And they said those salaries were higher, therefore we need to raise the state superintendents. But the issue is those were local decisions. Those local communities chose to allocate the funding to cover those superintendent salaries because that's where they wanted their money. They chose to do that over other things. And that was the decision that they made locally. I shouldn't have to pay higher tax dollars to a state superintendent because of a local decision that was made in Mobile and Baldwin County. More power to them because they chose to do that. I don't care what they choose to do with their money because it's not mine. But when we start using that logic to increase the salary for a state level employee that impacts every taxpayer, we start having some major issues because we're not going to start capping the salaries of local superintendents so that we can control the state level. Like that would be stupid. No one will ever push for that, nor should we. But that's the logic that we're using is his subordinates make less, so the taxpayers have to pick up the extra burden. and pay him more at the state level. That's stupid. Not to mention, Alabama's not doing that great when it comes to rankings across the nation. We're like 45th, 47th. It depends on what poll you look at. But in 2024, Alabama was ranked somewhere between 45 and 47 nationally in how well our public schools are doing. So we're failing miserably on a national stage. And the response is, well, let's just increase the superintendent's salary by 55%. This doesn't work in the real world. This doesn't work in industry. That would never happen. You don't go into a company, tank, do horrible, become the 47th out of 50 companies in the nation, and then get rewarded for it. You get fired in the real world. So we're not doing that well. And on top of all that, we now have Trump's directives where he's telling us to get rid of everything DEI related, get rid of all this stuff around transgenderism, all this stuff around boys and girls sports. And when you start digging into what's going on in our schools, you realize we're not compliant. I know that doesn't come as a surprise to any of y'all that I'm finding this stuff, but we're not compliant. I've looked at almost all 67 counties in our state. In every county that I've looked at, there's at least one school system in every single county that their Title IX policy is still in violation of Trump's executive orders. That's a massive problem when the federal government is saying, if you don't comply, we're pulling your federal funding. And we still have Epic, we still have Sora, the online libraries, all over kids' Chromebooks. And y'all have heard me rant enough about that to know there's nothing but DEI crap all over those apps. And they're still in every single Chromebook across the state. So we're not performing well. We still have DEI all in our schools. We're still associated with the American School Counseling Association. So we're not compliant with federal directives. We're at risk potentially of losing federal funding if they ever figure it out. And yet somehow we're sitting around considering giving our superintendent a $90,000 pay raise when the average household income in the state of Alabama is $86,000. Just let all those numbers sink in. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is even a topic of conversation. And I applaud the school board members that pushed back when this was initially brought up. So it came up in a board meeting, I guess in the past week or two. They're not voting on it until the April meeting. So they did hit the pause button on it because they knew initially, from the get-go, something wasn't right and it needed more analysis. So I applaud the board members that pushed back and said, we need to look more in detail into this before we make a decision. So kudos to you guys. As a taxpayer, I appreciate that you're questioning that. As a parent, I'm really concerned that this is even brought up. But at least we've not crossed that bridge yet where we've signed off on it. My personal opinion, I think they're not going to approve it, because there was enough hesitation in the beginning that they recognize this is a bad idea. Whether they want to sign off on it or not, they recognize it's a really bad look. I mean, you've got Trump that's cutting the federal government everywhere you can turn. They're cutting fraud, waste, and abuse. They're identifying all of this stuff. It would be really bad for Alabama to be putting forward something like this, a $90,000 pay raise, when we're cutting money everywhere else in the federal government. So I do think that they'll say no to it. I'm hopeful that they do anyways. But it's just crazy that this is even up for consideration at the point in time we are in our country and in our state. So I really hope they say no to it. I will obviously be watching it very closely, as will a lot of people, because it's gotten a lot of coverage. So I hope that it's not a big deal. I hope that it kind of dies off next month. We'll see what happens. And obviously, if they pass it, I'll definitely let you guys know. But just wanted to share some of the stuff going on in our state in case you haven't seen all the details on that, and then just give you some analysis behind the numbers and exactly what that means. So hope you guys found it helpful. If you have questions, let me know. And if not, I'll see you next week.